Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th October 2004. In the series of Mera Baba, this is the episode number 15th October 2004. The title is In Order to Finish the Waste. Bab Dada saw that majority have waste thoughts throughout the day, every now and then. What happens is that of waste thoughts is heavy and the weight of best thoughts is less. So these waste thoughts that you have every now and then make your head heavy. They make your efforts heavy. There is burden and so that pulls you towards itself. This is why where there are fewer, pure thoughts, which would be a lift for self-progress, not even a ladder but a lift, then you will have to climb the ladder of effort. Similarly, remember two terms. In order to finish the waste, simply use two terms in your thoughts, words, actions and behaviors from Amrit Vela till night. Put this into practical form. These two terms are self-respect, soman, and respect for others. You have to stay in your self-respect and give respect to others. No matter what someone else is like, I have to give that one respect. I have to give respect and stay in my stage of self-respect. There has to be balance of the two. Sometimes you stay in your self-respect a great deal, but you lack giving respect to others. It should not be that you give respect if that person gives you respect. No, I have to be a bestower. The Shiv Shakti Pandav army are bestowers, children of bestower. To say I will give if the other one gives becomes a business. This is not being a bestower. So are you businessman or bestower? A bestower is never a taker. In your attitude and vision, just have the aim, I have to, not others. I constantly have to give good wishes and pure feelings for each one. That is for everyone, whether they are gyani or agyani, non-gyani. In fact, you do have good wishes for those who are non-gyani. Mark this well. In fact, you do have good wishes for those who are non-gyani, but let there be good wishes and pure feelings for gyani souls too. Bhagavan Uvacha. This is what God is saying. This is such a powerful statement. When I was reading this, I was just surprised by what Baba is saying. Baba is saying, in fact, you do have good wishes for those who are non-gyanis. Those who are agyanis, you have lot of good wishes, Nagaraj Bhai, for them. But let there be good wishes and pure feelings for all gyani souls too. What does he mean when he is saying this? Probably he is seeing, or probably he is thinking, or he is seeing that these souls do not have good wishes for gyanis. And they are having good wishes for the entire world. Their slogan is, I am Vishwa Parivartak. I am world transformer. But what about those who are around you? You are having all the feelings of benevolence for the entire world, for non-gyani souls. But what about gyanis? I'll read it again. Baba is saying this. In fact, you do have good wishes for those who are non-gyanis. You have good wishes for those who are non-gyanis, but let there be good wishes and pure feelings for all gyani souls too. Such a powerful statement. It means that we are probably lacking in our good wishes for Brahmins. Probably we are not having that much stock of good wishes for Brahmin family. And there is a very deep reason for this. There is a very deep reason for this. Because we take all gyanis for granted. We feel that they should follow all the Srimad. We feel that they should obey the father as I obey him. We feel that their sanskar should change immediately. Why that sanskar of anger is there in this particular brother? But I am not seeing that I am carrying the sanskar of jealousy within me. I feel that why he is not changing. I feel that why that sanskar of anger is still with him. But have I seen my own sanskar of jealousy is not going, no matter how much hard I am working on it. So in the similar manner as I am working on it, and yet it is so difficult to eradicate, that soul also is working on that. In your case, in his case it is anger. In your case it is jealousy. So it's one and the same. You feel that somebody doesn't talk well at all. Whenever we go and ask for somebody something, he is just snuffs at you. He is just derides you. He makes fun of you. He teases you. He makes you a butt of laughter, whatever. But we always feel pity. Oh, why he is not having? Why he is not changing that particular sanskar? But in some hidden corner of my own mind, there is some sanskar which I have been trying from last 10 years, 20 years, but it is not changing. So as I am merciful towards myself, can I be merciful towards that soul? Is it that I don't have any such weakness? I might be having, but a different weakness. That person is having different weakness. No two souls can have same weaknesses. Their weaknesses are different. And they may not have the same amount, same intensity of that weakness. Their intensity, their weakness, their frequency, their wavelength, everything is different. But it is there. So, what right I have to criticize them? What right I have to label them? What right I have to say that this person is like that? I know him. We have an habit of labeling people. Whenever immediately a person comes and we feel ourselves very much intelligent after labeling that person. We call ourselves worldly wise, a very sagacious, very prudent person who knows things. You are not easily getting deceived. This person, then we tell others, oh, be aware of that person. He is very, very shrewd. He will deceive you because he has deceived many others. So, labeling people, having fixed opinions about them, focusing on their weaknesses, discussing their weaknesses, talking about their weaknesses, spreading their weaknesses in the atmosphere. This is a natural inclination of man.
He will never change
because I have seen him. I have known him from so many years. I don't see an iota of change in that person. So, we have such preformed, prefixed, biased, prejudiced opinion, notions about people. Actually, as I was talking the other day, what I see in others, probably that weakness is somewhere hidden within me. That is why I am able to see that. I feel this person is very egoistic. I say that this Kamlesh is very egoistic. Okay, whenever I go to library, he hardly talks with me. Or he just gives the keys and say, see whatever you want to see. So I feel inside my mind, oh, he is egoistic. He is not egoistic. Probably it is the reflection of my own ego. It is my ego which is getting reflected outside. And I feel this person is egoistic. Actually, that person is not so. He might be, but it is none of my job to judge him, to decide about him. So, Baba is saying, have good wishes and pure feelings. The more I am understanding this knowledge, one thing is getting very much clear to me, that we need to work only on emotions and feelings. They are the strongest force in the world. Emotions and feelings. We have worked a lot on thoughts, having elevated thoughts, logical thoughts, thoughts of Srimad, thinking, critical thinking, analytical thinking, what is right, what is wrong, what is real, what is unreal. And we know all the things. But what about feelings? Our feelings are impure. Our feelings are very much impure. What is impurity in the feeling? Lack of good wishes. Because the moment we see a person committing one mistake, one fault, immediately our feelings are contaminated. Immediately. Whether it works on him or not is not the question. The question is, it will definitely create, it will start working on me. It will become my sanskar. Suppose you had a waste thought for one person, okay? And then, one waste thought, next time, a second waste thought, waste thoughts will get piled up. After some time, that will become a sanskar. Just as, for example, what is the definition of anger? You know, settled anger, hatred, definition of hatred is settled anger is hatred. If you immediately realize, then no. But if you allow it to go unchecked for a particular period of time, and you keep on repeating it mentally within yourself, ki this person is not good. This person is not good. This person has a habit of showing off, a habit of flattery. When all the seniors come, these people have the tendency of going around and showing off. So, I have this thought, but this thought will penetrate into the gray matters of the cortex. It will go so deeper and deeper gradually, and then later on, I read Murli, and Murli, it comes in the blessing that you should have thoughts of cooperation, you should have thoughts of good wishes, you should have feelings of soul consciousness. The other day, Vardhan, it had come. So I read that and I had. But that thought is here and my feelings are very deep. These thoughts are just floating on the surface. They are not reaching that subconscious plane of thoughts. So the task here is very, very arduous. Here, you have to enter that feeling and neutralize that. That's why each Amrit Vela emerge all those souls for which you think you have bad feelings, you have negative feelings, you have seen many negativities about them and you have formed some impression about them, and try to give them sakash or neutralize the feelings. The very beautiful word is pure and positive vibrations. I emerge the soul in front of me and pure and positive vibrations going out and going unto that soul. This is an experiment of yoga. Pure positive thoughts. For whom? For those who are around us. Baba said, you have lot of positive thoughts. You have lot of good wishes for agyanis. But you should have for gyanis too. What a bold statement. It's actually Baba is not praising us. In that, he is indirectly hinting at your hidden weaknesses. He has seen that because the entire family is in front of him. He is the head of the family. Will he not know his family? He knows everything. He knows relations of two people in the family. He knows that there is something. Two people are at loggerheads with each other. Two people are in conflict with each other. He knows that. But what he wants is, and look at him. Look at his feeling for everybody. When I see him as a detached observer, Baba comes in Diamond Hall, he sits and he sees the entire group, entire family, entire hall as a detached observer. Another task, what we have to do is, you see him as a detached observer. Look at him, how he is seeing his children as a detached observer. He is seeing everybody as a detached observer. Let us sit and see how he sees his family as a detached observer. Do you think he is entertaining any negative thoughts? Do you think, now this time 8th Baba is coming, so will his first thought be, let me see who has done the homework I gave in last season. Oh, I see many are there. I have told them so many times. Still they have not come. And so shamelessly they have come and sitting in front of me. Does he think like that? Will he think like that? He doesn't think like that. Feelings of God, emotions of God, mind of God works in a very different manner. Because he doesn't allow himself to come down to a baser level. He keeps himself up on a higher platform of consciousness. And that is our mistake. We come down. We come down. He doesn't come down. In one Upanishad, Kenya Upanishad, I suppose. They have described a tree and two birds. One bird is sitting up, another bird is down. Okay? The bird which is sitting up is calm and quiet. The bird which is on the lower branch, it is hopping from one place to another. It is sometimes eating sweet fruit and getting happy. Sometimes eating bitter food and getting unhappy. And every time it eats bitter food, it looks up. He sees that, oh, that bird is still calm, quiet, composed. Very quiet. And then he thinks, who is that bird? And then he gradually tries to go up. And up. And up. And up. And up. And he realizes that that bird is me. I was just the reflection. This bird and that bird are same. They are not two birds. They were not two birds. So that bird is actually our completed, perfected form. And what we are here, at a lower level, at a baser level, at a lower rung of spirituality, is not me actually. My real form is this. That's why Baba says, invoke your form. Invoke your completed and invoke your perfected form. The complete angelic form is your real form. That is the higher bird. This is the lower bird. So go up, go up, go up. Because that bird is always calm, stable, tranquil. Unruffled. Undisturbed by anything which is happening below. That sort of effort we have to do. So having good wishes for whom? Gyanis. Having good wishes for Brahmins. Having good wishes for all the residents of Madhuban. Having good wishes for all the residents of center. Having good wishes for all those who are in Gyan. Having good wishes for all those who are Sevadharis. Having good wishes for everyone who is trying to become Tivra Purusharthi. Intense Purusharthi yet not become. He hasn't become. But having good wishes for all of them. Do not try to have. Because we have a lot of good wishes for the world. If there is an earthquake, we sit in yoga and we give sakash. But there is an earthquake happening in somebody's mind besides you. Beside you. What about that? Are we giving sakash to the mental earthquakes? Probably not. And that earthquake, the cause of that mental earthquake is I, me. I have created that earthquake in that particular person's mind. So, mental sakash for mental earthquakes. So, having good wishes for the entire Brahmin family. Om Shanti.